empire. When we look at allegiances abroad, we're struck by how seemingly nonsensical and even illogical they appear. That's only because we don't use the right lenses. For example, it was both tragic and foolish to see the so-called presidential debates, which were, by the way, hardly debates and rarely presidential. It was a national appeal to fear and a monument to ignorance. Quick, name one country that Iran has invaded. The honest among us will answer none. And the clever may name Iraq under Saddam. But in truth, he was the aggressor. Second question, name one country Iran has occupied. Answer, none. But to the corporate media, Iran is an implacable foe. The U.S. media, never a reliable source for world history, paints a villain, and we growl like Pavlov's dogs. Let's try another quiz. Name a country that Israel has invaded. Answer. I bet you can't name only one, for they invade others so regularly, you can set a clock by it. And when the subject comes to, well, occupation, Israel has occupied Palestine for a lifetime. Guess who is America's tightest ally? You guessed it. Born out of the Cold War, based more on manic paranoia than fact, we replay the same old tunes, which no longer, if they ever did, serve the interests of the people of the U.S. The U.S., intent on extending its imperial dominance over others, racks up more and more enemies. This cannot end well. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.